Sanjay said to Dhritarashtra, O King, after hearing these words from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna trembled. Fearfully,
after hearing the words from Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna trembled.
Fearfully offered obeisances with folded hands, and began falteringly to speak as follows.
Faltering voice. Speak as follows. Next person say what is for. After hearing from Personality of Godhead, isn't it? What did Personality of Godhead tell me? Previous verse.
Blessed Lord said,
yes.
All the great warriors, Drona, Bhishma, Jayadrata, Karna, are already destroyed. Simply fight and you will vanquish your enemies.
That's what? Jayadrata, Karna,
Drona.
Said this, he has already killed them. Isn't it? Drona, Bhishma, Drona, Jayadrata, Karna, all great warriors. They are already killed by Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead gave assurance to Arjuna that he should not be apprehensive. Of victory. That means he must come out victorious. Because the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, is supporting him. Isn't it? He gives us assurances. But now, in this verse, Sanjaya says that Arjuna became fearful, isn't it? There is fear. The sin of fear is there. So his voice faltered, isn't it? And with wonder plus devotion, fear, wonder plus devotion, he paid obeisances. Bhita, bhita kanamya. Bhita means being fearful. He paid obeisances. So, that universal form that Krishna had manifested. Then you say, next verses will reveal that, speak that, what Arjuna says. Previously, Arjuna was friend, Sakha, of Krishna. And his dealings were like that of a friend. You say that, Vihara Sajya, Sayana, Bhojana, isn't it? While they were taking food, and sleeping, playing, joking, so many things, as a friend does. Naturally, he's another friend. Arjuna was doing like that with Krishna. Thinking Krishna as his friend, like one as Arjuna. But now, that mood changed. When he saw this universal form, unlimited form, very, very wonderful, at the same time, fearful, frightening. He was perplexed. subsequent thinker. You understand? He was perplexed. So, now, fear, wonder, fear, lust and devotion came. And with this mood now he is offering his obeisances. Again and again, Gita, Gita, again and again, repeated. This Saktabhav, this friendship, relationship, wonderful lessons of Arjuna with Krishna is mixed with something, mixed with knowledge, jnana is okay, knowledge and opulence, not pure. The other day, I had already told you the two types of sakya. When you listen, there. One is known as Samram sakya, and another is Visram sakya, isn't it? Samram sakya, that means sakshava, friendly relationship with fear. And another is friendly relationship without fear, with pure love. No fear, no question of fear is there. That type of relationship, friendly relationship we see and find with the coward boys, with Krishna. They had such. They have such friendly lessons. That is wisdom. You understand? They are never afraid of Krishna. And they think Krishna is one with him, equal, not superior. You understand? They were playing together, eating together, joking together, isn't it? And also someone was climbing up into the body of Krishna, isn't it? This is very, very nice, playful, transcendental, playful activities. That sakya, that friendly relationship is very pure. There's no tinge of jnana is knowledge and opulence. It's pure love. But here, the Arjuna's relationship, sakya, is different from that. It's mixed with jnana and aishwarya. So, question of fear is there, wonder is there. This is the difference. You understand? And that sort of friendship also we find with Sugriva and Vibhishana. In the Ram, Lord Ram's pastimes, they are that this type of Arjuna's sakya. They are afraid of Ram. You understand? Therefore, this is difference is there. But one must develop pure, that pure sakya and pure love. That is always highly esteemed. And all, one must aspire, develop such relationship, basing on pure love. And Krishna is very much pleased with that. You understand? All right.